access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson, okay.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Access to All Areas. This week with me, Stephen Lang, and sadly, no Lizzie Cundy instead.
Don't sound too sad because I'm here, Stephen. Don't worry.
We have Andy West, everyone. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. What do we call me? A broadcaster? Do we have to mention the other thing?
The thing that most people would know you for, Andy, maybe?
What, the
former Big Brother star.
Big
Brother star, Andy West.
No, I'm still a Big Brother star. I'm a former Big Brother housemate.
Right.
The star stays on my passport for at least another 4 months.
2-3 weeks.
Is that all I've got left? Is that
I think time's running out, Andy.
My reality TV half-life is running very, very low.
How have you been?
Have I been? I've been really good, actually. I've been busy interviewing lots of exciting people. I interviewed Jamie from Union J yesterday, actually.
Yes, and there's a connection to one of our guests this evening, I believe.
There is indeed. We've got Betsy Blue English on.
Yes.
Very shortly.
From X Factor, whose boyfriend is in Union J. I mean, this is a tenuous link, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, so George left Union J under a bit of a cloud, but they're all friends now.
Oh, I bet they are.
And then Casey has replaced George in the new Union J, and Casey is Betsy Blue's bit of fluff.
Well, so there we go. We'll be talking about that with her later on the phone. And X Factor special, we also have Rebecca Ryan, who went out of the show last weekend. Yeah.
She had me in tears.
Did she?
I
find I don't cry much at X Factor anymore.
No, I mean...
It takes a lot to get those tears welling up.
I cry when I see Sharon Osbourne trying to move her face. But that was one of the only moments in the programme, actually, where it actually really touched me, because she was talking about the loss of her son, baby boy, and the troubles that she'd had, and living with her parents, and finding it really tough. And so much to talk to her about.
Yes, loads. So it's going to be very exciting. But first, there is plenty of showbiz gossip going on today. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, Andy.
You've got a cheeky smile on your face there. What?
Your former Big Brother friends, and friends of the show, to be fair, they have come into the studio before.
Have they? I can smell something. Which ones?
Ryan and Huey are engaged. Yay!
Yay!
How are we feeling about that?
They're engaged again, only this time for real, supposedly.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm just over the moon for them, because they're such a genuinely in love couple, you know? It's great. They met in the glare of the media lights. Mm-hmm. And now I'm sure what they're going to do, now they're engaged, is avoid all media attention. I doubt they'll be looking for any, magazine deals. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll be wanting any photographs from any paparazzi. Mm-hmm. I doubt they'll want to be in the Daily Star. I think, knowing those two, because it'll be such a sincere, meaningful relationship, they'll be wanting to keep it really private, respectful, and sincere.
Now, when you meet on Big Brother...
yeah?
People would assume that you're happy to give up some privacy.
Yes, the only people who go on Big Brother are obviously clinical narcissists. There's no point. There's no point denying that. You want to be on television, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I obviously did it because it's a social experiment.
Of course.
And I just
wanted
to have the experience.
Sorry, that's what I was trying to get right in my head there. Okay, fine, right.
No, attention seekers go on Big Brother. Who are we kidding? I'm an attention seeker. I tell you what, actually. I've got to say, of all the people in the house, and I've always said this, in spite of the shenanigans in the house, Ryan, more than anyone else in the house, just made me laugh so much. He's a very funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a real talent for comedy.
Well, I know there's some acrimoniousness. Is that a word?
Acrimony.
Acrimony. That would be a better
word.
It's
lucky you don't write for a living.
I know. Thank God. Between you and them, what does it all stem from?
Well, to be fair, actually, from my point of view, Big Brother feels like a very long time ago. So every so often...
So
when
was
I get,
it, like 2-3 months ago now?
A couple of months, yeah. I think. Maybe not even quite that, actually, because we were in there for 8 weeks and I was trying to work out. I think I've been out of the house for less time than I was in it still.
Okay.
So that's the milestone. No, I mean, for me, it does feel like it was a very, very long time ago. And so whatever acrimony there might have been while we were in the house is kind of irrelevant to me now, which is weird when I get tweets and things from Rui... fans.
And there are plenty of them.
Yeah, well, I've blocked most of them, so I don't see most. Are you going to read them out to me now?
No.
I've been called Humpty Dumpty, apparently, because there's a photograph of me online where I look like an egg. And I actually kind of do.
So you've got to take the rough with the smooth when you do Big Brother, right? They do seem to have a bit of a fan base, so I have to say, when they came in here, the questions were coming through thick and fast.
Oh, they have a massive fan base of highly educated people.
Why do you think that is?
Why?
Why are people buying into them?
Well, because they're fun, they're great television, because they're relatable. People can appreciate and respect the fact that from Rui's background, Huey's background, they've become one person. From Huey's background, that he went on TV and was very open about his bisexuality, and, that all kind of... Get you a few points.
Mm-hmm.
Risk of making it sound cynical. So
that house was absolutely jam packed full of gays, though, wasn't it? felt like that.
It was. Do you know? I've got to say, kudos to Big Brother this year for putting in different types of homosexual, because normally they just put in one type, don't they? This time they put in, you know, maybe someone who was more kind of would I describe them everyday gay? I don't know. You know,
are you describing yourself as that?
Everyday gay.
Okay.
Yeah, just normal.
Run of the mill.
We don't like the word normal, do we? But anyway, let's just go with it. But the only thing they didn't have a gay woman in there.
That's true. Very underrepresented.
So they could have got rid of, you know, one of the gay guys. And
who would you have got rid of?
For my personal mental stability in the house, Huey. But for entertainment value, probably Sam.
Oh.
Well, I think Huey and Ryan were more entertaining than Sam.
Yes, you got that.
And he would probably admit that. And then that just leaves me and him. And frankly, you know, I'm going in there. So,
well, job done. You know,
I mean, I suppose that, you know, they could have just dropped me for a gay woman, couldn't they?
Well, then you wouldn't be here now.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Well, I might be.
You wouldn't. Sorry to break it to you, but...
Oh, okay.
So apparently they're going to be having a big gay gypsy wedding. Are you going to be invited?
I don't think
so,
Stephen.
Oh, what a shame.
God, I hope not. I hope not. That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
But what if they invite all the other Big Brother contestants? Wouldn't you feel left out?
Well, I was actually, as we sit here, Stephen, I was supposed to be sitting on a table with all my other ex-housemate friends at the Reality TV Awards, which are taking place tonight.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here, so I guess that kind of answers your question, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
I've kept in touch with Laura.
Oh, yes.
Who I think is an absolute gem.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, because we were close in the house, and he's been really, really good to me. I know he gets some stick by people who didn't think he should have won, but, you know, from my point of view, he won fair and square, and I support him in that, and I think... I couldn't have got through those 8 weeks if he hadn't have been there with me, and vice versa. So I've definitely stayed in touch with him. But the other guys, I bear them no ill will. Genuinely, sincerely, I don't. I hope that Ryan and Huey have a long and happy marriage together. I really do. No, I do. Of course I do.
Okay,
who wants to see people get engaged and then not have a happy marriage? Of course.
Me, because I'm a showbiz journalist, but you know.
Well, listen, I'm sure...
I'm a cynic.
Well, perhaps... Perhaps there are some pages free that they could fill with some kind of angst or split or something, maybe in, you know, 3 months' time.
3 months, is that what we're giving them?
Well, I don't know. Depends. Bill's got to be paid.
This is very true. But they are not the only, you know, showbiz news going on in the world today, are they?
Are they not?
No.
It's the only one I was aware of. We're Brangelina back together.
I wish. Are you a big follower of the showbiz news? Got to get this, like... Know what I can ask you and what I can't.
A big follower. Well,
yeah.
I've been interviewing a lot of celebrities and making some of the news this week.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yes, you were naked.
I didn't notice that. That passed me by.
Naked. As the day you were born.
You're just settling me into this show, aren't you, Stephen? You're just making me feel really comfortable.
The pictures are out there. If anyone wants to search for them, Andy West naked, they're going to find these pictures.
Not just, well, they'll find other pictures besides. I've had many, many boyfriends. I was naked. In fact, you can not just see, you can see moving pictures. We have those now in 2016.
The moving image.
Yeah, you can get the old projector out on the wall. If you go to my YouTube channel, which you absolutely must, and subscribe, which is Andy Vision on YouTube, or if you Googled Andy West Naked Magicians, you would see me stripping off with two extremely handsome and talented magicians in the West End from Down Under, and they did all but go Down Under, because, they literally stripped right down to nothing but... one had a fluffy rabbit and one had a top hat covering their personal areas.
Could you see penis?
Sorry
to be blunt.
From where I was standing, I definitely could see a lot of very closely shaven
penis. Oh my goodness,
Yeah, right. I could.
And you were up there naked with them? How did that come about?
I don't know, I just went in Rome. I was standing there and they were taking their clothes off. And I thought,
okay,
I need to represent English guys here. We've got two extremely ripped, buff, surfer dude type. In fact, one used to be a professional swimmer and you could tell.
Well, that makes a big difference to someone's body, doesn't it?
Well, apparently, and yet I've never been a swimmer. And yet my body was probably, you'll agree with this, was probably better
poppin'.
Than both of theirs.
It was popping.
It was popping
like
a
it was
balloon.
Hot.
Yeah. No, my body was absolutely shocking next to theirs. I never realised my nipples are really low down.
Oh.
Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice
when
that.
When you paused it and were going through frame by frame late one night.
Actually, to be honest, I haven't seen the moving image.
You haven't watched the video?
I've only seen the standard pictures. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Well, you must.
Well, I will.
It's much funnier when it's moving.
I will
moving.
Now.
Trust me.
I'm sure our mutual friend Christian is going to send me a text in no time at all. With
you will any second.
With
Andy
links.
Vision on YouTube, guys. Wherever you are in the world, go and watch. It is genuinely actually very funny because they're very quick-witted guys and they do a couple of magic tricks, which is great. But if only to see my humiliation and my nipples,
well,
which are combined.
Those are two things I'm a big fan of. So I'll be checking that out after
well,
the show
very
today,
well on
Andy.
The first, Stephen. We're yet to get to the second, but
yes.
There's still time.
Well, and we will. But first, let's play a track, and then I believe we have our first guest ready to go. I hope. We'll see.
Hola. Hola, no. She telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. African American. For sure, I told her, baby, come and ride the rodeo. Every time I come around, man, I go for broke. She give me desktop till I overload. Now, baby, you gon' go where you're supposed to go. Cause I ain't got time for you every day. She said she got a man, keep it on the low. I said he don't speak English, the fuck he gon' say? Hey, telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She from Africa, but she fuck me like she Haitian. Ass black, but the miles looking Asian. I gave her the can in Kansas. I got it on tape. She on candy camera. Okay, see, I forgot we met at Oklahoma. I used to smoke Regina. She from Arizona. Then I met a girl in Cali. I never disown her. She got that high grade. Her weed come with diplomas. I want her, but she keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mada. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all.
Fubar Radio presents
We have in the studio today, we have got Mandel on the Wall.
Thanks for having us.
Do you know what FUBAR stands for?
Fuck you, bitch.
Alright.
Fuck you, bitch, alright.
It stands for Fucked Beyond All Recognition.
It's really so mad like that.
Look at the logo. Guess what that is?
That's a middle finger.
Oh, that is a middle finger.
Hey, this is the best station ever.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck FUBAR.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I don't wanna be your fool. Pick me up whenever you want it. Throw me down when you're through. 'Cause I've learned more from what's missing. It's about me and not about you. I know I made some bad decisions, but my last one was you. Next to you I know lies, lies, lies. How it feels when love dies, dies, dies. And you taught me goodbye, bye, bye. I don't know when it's over, when it's over. Like you, what I feel can't write in a letter. So I wrote this for you. Next to you, I know lies, lies, lies. How it feels when love dies, dies, dies. And you taught me goodbye, bye, bye. How to know when it's over, when it's over. You told me.
There we go. We've had our first little, what's it called? X Factor special. What are you pulling a face for, Andy?
No, I just feel like I'm. Am I by the seashore or something? It was a lovely.
It's beautiful.
That was
just
the sea,
fading,
wasn't it?
Fading us out a bit. Yeah.
Do you know what I loved in between those two tracks was how you really just let us appreciate every single sound of the sea at the start. It was a really calming
excuse
moment.
Excuse me. That was. I couldn't do anything about that.
That showed confidence, Stephen. And that's what it's all about.
Well, we've got our first guest on the line.
Who?
Who? It's Betty Blue. Betty.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What's going down this evening?
Well, I'm actually just getting ready for the Reality TV Awards.
Aha. Andy was supposed to go to this, but decided not to.
Well, you should have come.
Well, now you're going to be there. I didn't know. Why didn't you tell me? I thought it was just going to be one table in the middle of a massive room with my ex-housemates on it.
Yeah, that's true. What are you going to wear tonight?
Well, okay. So everyone told me I have to wear a dress. I have to look really formal. But I'm not really into that. I'm literally just wearing some trousers and a bodysuit.
Ooh,
I mean,
sounds quite
I feel
fab.
Like the only time a dress is, you know, a long ball gown is kind of acceptable for me is like at a wedding or like a red carpet event.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
This is a red carpet event though, right?
I mean, yeah, but I just don't like taking it too seriously.
Fair enough. Well, that's understandable.
How do you wear trousers and a bodysuit? Am I confused? I thought a bodysuit was like trousers and a top kind of combined.
No, so it's like a dual bodysuit. Like,
I know, but there's like that word top. Again. Betsy Blue, I don't know what a bodysuit is.
You wear the trousers over the top, right?
That's yeah, you wear the trousers over the top.
Is it like a leotard?
Like a leotard.
Yeah, like a leotard,
okay.
Exactly.
Like
gotcha.
A fancy leotard.
So, a fancy leotard.
So, Betsy,
right.
Most people will know you from the X Factor, right? So that was 2 years ago now?
2 years ago, yeah.
So what's been happening since?
Oh my gosh, so much stuff. So obviously after the X Factor ended, you know, the band Only the Young got a record deal, everything was going well, and then, I don't know, it's just kind of time to do our own thing. My fashion blog started taking off, like, amazingly. It got to the point where I was just so, so busy with that. And I was able to release my own app. I was the first fashion blogger to turn my blog into an app.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so that happened at the start of the year.
What's the blog? What's the blog and app called?
It's called It's Thursday, though.
Okay. Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do a bit of shameless self-plugging. If
That's
you want to go
right.
into the App Store, just, you know, search my name, Betsy Blue, or search It's Thursday, though. You can download it.
Okay.
Men's skinny jeans going to be out of fashion anytime soon. And please, can they be? Can you influence it so that they are?
I like skinny jeans on men.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, I don't have skinny legs.
It's not all about you, Andy.
It's not an illusion.
Yeah, it is.
So the band is no more. That's correct.
Nope.
So what are you still into the singing? What's the deal?
Yes. So obviously the fashion blog took off. Mm-hmm. And then I was approached by E4 to star in a reality meets Glee type of program called Stage School. And I've spent the past year filming that, and obviously there's a lot of singing in it.
Yes.
A lot of drama.
What was that like when you got that call to say you were going to do like a whole brand new show?
I didn't want to do it.
Why?
Well, I've never really, although X Factor was a reality show, I never saw myself in something like How We All Made in Chelsea. Mm-hmm. That just wasn't the route I wanted to go down. I like to think of myself as quite a serious musician, and I thought it would take all the seriousness away from it.
Okay.
So I wasn't into it. But then I gave it some thought, and, you know, who gets to be on TV 5 nights a week after Hollyoaks, prime time, and gets to do what they love, you know, singing? And obviously my boyfriend was doing it as well, so it just kind of made sense to do it. And I'm so glad I did, because I had a really fun time.
So you when did you finish filming?
I finished filming last week.
Oh, okay. So it's been a long process.
It's been a very long process. And at times, I've absolutely hated it.
Oh, really?
But looking back on it now, I'm so glad I did it, because, you know, I've made amazing friends. I've had a really good time.
And you didn't meet Casey there, right? Were you together before? What was the...
Me and Casey met on The X Factor. He was in a boy band called Stereo Kicks.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, Betsy Blue, I met one of Casey's new bandmates yesterday.
Oh, really?
I think it was. Yeah, yeah. Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. I love Jamie. He's great.
Jamie, really nice guy. In fact, I met Jamie and Ollie and their little dog, who licked my face an awful lot.
Ollie is my fave. I love Ollie as well. They're
really,
a great
really
couple.
Sweet. Yeah, no, they're a great couple. They've been together since way before fame or fortune or any of that stuff.
I know.
It's nice.
I know.
For me,
they're still going strong.
Yeah, I didn't believe in monogamy, really, but he kind of convinced me to, you know, give it a try again.
Well,
for better, for worse.
Yeah.
But Casey is obviously now going to be in Union J, and I think they've got half the album done. So he's obviously recorded some tracks.
Yeah, they've been recording for quite a while now. I've heard a few of them, and they're great.
Fantastic.
Do you know what kind of thing we can expect? What is it? Is it upbeat?
It's very R&B. I mean,
ooh,
obviously
unexpected.
Union J before were very pop driven, and I feel like this new album is a little bit more sophisticated and a bit more on the R&B side.
Okay.
Did you do any backing vocals?
No, I didn't.
Fuming. Absolutely
not?
Furious.
There's still time, because they've still got the other half to record.
I think my voice would stick out a bit, considering they're all blokes.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what exactly went down with Only the Young? I know there was a bit of drama, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a lot of drama.
What do you want to talk about? What can you say?
Oh, God, I don't really want to talk about it too much.
That's fine.
You know, we did all break up mutually. That wasn't how it came across on Twitter, but that was what happened. It was a mutual decision. You know, management weren't great. And,
That
what
seems to happen
in bands, I guess.
Yeah, that does seem to happen a fair bit, right? Because the same happened with Stereo Kicks as well. Like, it's when you come off of a show like The X Factor, there can be a lot of people around who want to help and don't, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
What did you learn from that, do you think?
I have learned that you cannot trust anybody.
That's fabulous thing to learn. Yes, of course.
We all get there at some point in our lives.
And have your own accountant.
Yeah, well, very important. Very important.
Yeah.
Do you still watch The X Factor? Are you still a fan?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it. It's like I was a fan before I went on it. Like I've been watching it since I was about 8.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, I'm a massive fan of X Factor.
What was the difference? What was the difference between seeing it on TV and actually being part of it? Because I was on Big Brother recently, yeah. And that was kind of the weirdest thing for me, being inside this thing that I'd previously only watched on the screen.
Yeah, I think the difference is it's a lot more fun actually being on it.
Really?
I watch it now with complete green eyes. I'm so jealous of all of them. You know, that they get to experience this amazing journey, because it is amazing. Even though it's really hard, it's the funnest thing anyone will ever do.
Mm.
So the mentors really, do you mentor? Because I was asking Jamie this yesterday. I mean, I'm so kind of cynical about these programs now, I've got to admit. And I think, oh, it must all be fake. Can't be real.
I mean, Simon is definitely very hands-on. He is a mentor to everyone on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're allocated, you know, Louis or Nicole or whoever, it's Simon who oversees everything, and it's Simon who helps out the most.
Is that right? Because he's so busy.
No, unbelievably, he is at every rehearsal.
Wow.
He is there every day. He's amazing. And I never expected that. I thought he was going to be the diva, but he's not.
Interesting. I think most people, wouldn't expect that, would they?
No, definitely not.
Was there one piece of advice that Simon Cowell gave you that you kind of can keep? Cause, you know, if you're wanting to go back into the music industry, or you're still in the music industry, if you're, you know, a more serious musician, maybe kind of working up your own stuff now. Is there something he said to you that thought, do you know what? That's something I'll remember.
I mean, I'd love to say he did, but I mean, maybe he did, but it was 2 years ago now. I can't remember, but you know, everything he said did make sense, and
James,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
James Arthur obviously has shown that, you know, you can kind of disappear for a couple of years and then come back in a big way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people who say that he shouldn't have done after what happened before. What do you make of that? When you're in the public eye and you say something that's controversial, should that be your bridges burnt, do you think?
I mean, I think these days you have to be particularly careful about what you're saying. People take offence to pretty much anything now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it should be your bridges burn. I think everyone deserves a second chance. And James Arthur is a musician. He's not a politician. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, he should be respected for his music, not what he's saying.
Yeah, and he has kind of admitted to wrongdoing, hasn't he, as well? So I think he's one of those people that...
More people should just give him a chance then.
What have you made of this year's X Factor? Is there any standout acts for you, do you think?
I'm pretty biased. The Brooks, who are like my little brothers, are on it this year. The twins. They supported us on tour, and obviously they auditioned for it when we were on 2 years ago.
Was it the same year? I didn't know.
And Emily Middlemass as well, so I know her quite well.
Yeah,
I think everyone's great on it. I mean, there's a guy called Matt Perry, and he actually went to DMB, the school that I film at, for Stage School.
Oh really?
So there's links there as well, and he's got an incredible voice.
Everyone's just so interconnected these days, aren't they?
I know, it's such a small world.
Well, I guess as well, because a lot of people are invited to audition these days, aren't they? So it's like the singing world is a small one.
Yeah, no. Everyone's very well connected.
Are you at a party there, Betsy Blue?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you at a party?
No, I'm getting my makeup done.
Sounds like you've got loads of mates in the background having a whale of a time.
No, it's all very serious.
We're just jealous we're not there. We've got our cup of tea and our Diet Coke.
Now I'm thinking I should have gone to these awards.
You need to come.
Andy, you can probably go after the show.
I could whisk off.
I definitely can't.
Oh,
sadly, my invite's missing. But, you know, that's fine. Not going to kill myself about it. So are you going to be drinking tonight? Is it going to be a big party? What are you thinking?
Yeah, might have a drink, why not? I've got a couple of my co-stars from Stage School coming with me.
Oh, cool.
And I love them, they're great people, so yeah, we'll probably have a bit of fun.
Is Casey going?
Casey's not going, no.
Oh, what? Where is he?
I don't know. I don't know why he's not going.
Well, that's not a good place to be when you don't know where your boyfriend is. They've been in Los Angeles, haven't they? I know they've been recording out there.
Yeah, no, they're back now though. They went quite a while ago.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So are you writing music? Are you kind of still moving towards that, or are you just completely about your fashion blog now?
Well, I'm writing music. I've been writing music for the whole year. Whenever I get some spare time, I'm always at the studio. But what I'm doing, which is really exciting, is I'm actually releasing a clothing range.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, and I've been working up in Leicester at the factory on that for a good few months now. And that should be released. But it's not like merch. It's not that sort of thing. It's a proper, serious, brand new clothing company.
Awesome. What can we expect? What styles are you looking at?
Just whatever you see on me, really.
Oh, like, okay. So quite trendy stuff.
Very quite trendy, cool, cash, bit rockerish.
Okay.
Do you know my favourite item of women's clothing? Is a bodysuit, actually. You
might now not, you've learned what it is.
You might not be aware what it is, but it's a little
leotard.
Bit like a leotard. Yeah.
We've learned something today, haven't we, Anthony?
Yeah.
Well done. Clap, clap, clap.
Don't patronise me.
I'm glad I taught you something.
Well, Betsy, it's a pleasure to have spoken to you and have
Thank
a fabulous
you.
Time tonight.
I shall. Thank you.
Don't drink too much. I'm telling you now.
Do drink too much.
No. You're the devil and the angel. And yeah, best of luck with the clothing range. That sounds exciting. You'll have to come into the studio, show us some bits when you've got it all done.
Yeah, you can model for our cameras. That'd
yeah,
be great.
Yeah.
Perfect. You're hired.
I like
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Okay, cool. Well, have a good night,
Thanks,
Betsy.
Guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. What a lovely lady.
She did sound like she was having really good fun getting ready for a party, didn't she?
And we were totally interrupting her.
She makes me feel a bit bad now that I'm not going.
Well, you know, I reckon you can probably still rock up afterwards and people will be like, oh, Andy West from Big Brother.
I just got some exclusive news, actually, for the show.
Go on.
I text Jason, the winner of this year's Big Brother, good luck. So I think he's up for Best Male.
Oh.
Which is an automatic
thing. They have categories.
Thing.
I wasn't aware
yes,
of this.
Yes, I believe
Are
Evelyn
you nominated
Ellis
for anything?
Up. I was nominated for so many, the whole system crashed and all the nominations disappeared.
That's a no, isn't it, Andy? You're not nominated for anything.
What am I going to be nominated for in the Reality
Best
Television
Male?
Awards?
Best Male? You just said Best Male.
I tell you what, I am surprised that Ryan wasn't nominated. I don't think. I don't think they were. Huey, I don't think, was nominated. Jane wasn't nominated, I don't think. Yeah, kind of a bit surprising. But anyway, I just got a text from Jason saying, yeah, I'm not going, mate.
Oh.
So he's not going to be there tonight.
Oh, so who is going to be there? None of them?
No, I'm sure most of them. Most of them.
An envelope's
will be
being
there.
Opened.
Yeah, yeah.
The
absolutely.
Big Brother cast will be there.
No, it's just, you know, the guy who won it and the guy who was best in it just can't make it, you know.
I mean, that's a matter of opinion, I would say.
Well, no, Jason definitely won
it. Oh, he
it.
Definitely won it. That's not of that's not
yeah,
of opinion.
Yeah, that's not opinion. That's fact.
Okay, well, we'll move on
Is
from that.
Is that not what you're referring to, Stephen?
I mean, my opinion and the public's opinion may differ.
Yeah.
But
who was your favourite on the series then? Go on, hit me with it.
It was you, Andy. I was very sad you didn't win.
Oh, you actually mean that
it
as well,
Jane.
Don't you?
It was Jane. Oh. I really wanted Jane to win.
I actually thought you meant that for a second.
I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Jane, you know, Jane's fine.
She was
funny.
I mean, I like a quirky bird.
Yeah,
and
no,
she,
I think if
she
I was
definitely
watching
was that.
If I was
you,
watching
you come
it,
second.
I would like Jane.
You come second.
Always do.
Alas, neither of you came first or second, so my opinion goes,
I came fourth,
means nothing. Fourth.
I came fourth, which is where Queen Jane Good, Jade Goody came. So I take pride in that, actually.
You certainly should.
The greatest housemaid of all time.
Oh, I thought you meant yourself then.
I did. Jade Goody was the second greatest housemaid. No, Jade Goody, greatest housemaid of all time.
Yes, well.
She came fourth too.
Exactly. So well done, you and everyone that took part in Big Brother, for doing so. Bats on the back. Well done.
Let's hope it wins the award, because actually I think Big Brother did kind of break its own mould a little bit on recent shows this year.
This year was fucking insane.
So it'd be good. It would be good. Is that how they build it?
I mean, that's how I would... As someone who had to write about it on a daily basis, that's what I would say.
Goodness. Did you write about my fake engagement rant? Because I've got a bit of abuse on Twitter for that today. Now there's another engagement, this time real.
I can't remember. Probably.
That's right. Well, let's not rake over it again.
Shall we play a song?
Yes,
while
please.
While you commiserate.
Yes, please.
Yes. How about, oh my God, one of my faves. How about a bit of Hayley Steinfeld? I'm well up for that.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want
to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Beat faster, emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on, got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah, yeah, so much younger yesterday.
Presents
Penisil Wester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, the Heavy Trappers.
Hello!
When we were outside, you know, we're talking about bum leakings.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally you go on radio and it's like no swearing. Walk in and it's just straight up like, yeah, I'll use my thumb for
this. That's
it's
just like,
it's great fun.
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out
of
there.
That. No, my watch.
Walk in there. Yeah, mate, have you had your bum leak, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD. We just talk about this.
That's it. We're all friends, isn't it?
Every Wednesday.
With Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion, and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all up the maze. Fills me with doubt and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape.
you're telling me very sad things off air.
I was just saying I can't even bring myself to go on a date.
Oh, so sad.
I mean, there are men literally beating down the
themselves
door.
Off.
Thank you. I've been brought a hot drink with
a
some
cup
kind
of tea. It's the side of sadness.
Can I just dip my sadness in the tea?
Andy can't find a boyfriend, can you?
Stephen,
I can find many potential
boyfriends. The point is, it's like saying I can't build a house. I've got the bricks. I just can't be bothered to build the house.
Yeah, well, I'm with you.
Yeah?
I've not been bothering to build that house for
quite a long time, Stephen.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
Do you have the bricks, though?
Not even anymore.
Not
just
really.
A couple of wispy bits of hay. And
no.
It's a long time being single 6 years. You kind of get over it.
You've been single for six years.
Single for 6 years. Yeah.
I don't care
anymore.
Tell you what, though, you're getting buff now, aren't you?
Well, I am getting buff. I can barely get off the friggin' chair because my legs are in so
you're
much
gonna
pain.
You're be beating those boys off left, right and centre, Stephen.
Oh, fingers crossed. I've got another personal training session at 7 o'clock in the morning, which means I have to get up at 5:30.
You're like Matt Damon. I was reading yesterday in the paper, Matt Damon's daily kind of routine. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning for his first gym session, then makes his kids breakfast, then takes them to school, then has another gym session. I think he might even squeeze in like a third gym session at the end
of
the day.
Is this when he's doing a film, though? Because you wouldn't do that on a day-to-day basis.
Pretty standard. I think he just goes and bench presses Goldie Hawn for 4 hours every day.
I mean... there's an image I wasn't imagining.
Talking of Goldie Hawn, Stephen.
Yes.
I'm full of exclusives this week because I've been talking to all the stars.
Yes.
I went to speak
to... Speaking of Goldie Hawn.
Have I met Goldie Hawn?
No,
speaking of Goldie Hawn.
Go on.
I interviewed Rebecca Ferguson this week because she's got a new album.
I love Rebecca Ferguson.
October. Yeah, she was great. I made her sing Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. It was really funny.
Was she happy to do that?
She was so sweet and funny because actually, I've got to say, when I'd seen her in TV interviews and things before, I was like, I'm not getting a great deal of personality here, but I can tell there's something there. I was chatting to her and she was just so happy and giggly and funny and quite sassy, actually.
Yeah, I think people don't see that side of her. She went through a lot of stuff, didn't she, after she was on X Factor. She had some bad management. She fainted on Loose Women.
Yes.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, she's just been through a breakup.
Exactly. So she's one of those people that just seems to have like a string of bad luck. But her voice and her songs stack up.
Sitting next to her while she was singing Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Was she singing it in her style?
Yes.
Wow.
It was amazing.
She's one of those rare people from X Factor that seems to have shaken off the X Factor stigma. You know what I mean?
I think it's because she's got a bit of class and a bit of depth to her voice.
Yes.
And I've got to admit, on X Factor, I didn't like her voice.
What?
Well, not everyone did.
No, that's you know, why she didn't win.
So, yeah. So, I wasn't sure. But, no, I kind of grew to actually really appreciate it. It was like the first time you taste coffee, if you can remember that moment. I was like, oh, I'm not sure I like that. I'm not sure. And then it kind of grew
and
on me.
And you have another one. And then, yeah, well, so, yeah, you've been meeting all the big stars. Who else have you been interviewing?
Well, I've got to... Let me just say the Goldie Hawn link.
Oh, yes,
because she was paid by Goldie Hawn to sing at Goldie Hawn's party this week.
Wow.
And that's why she was a little bit hungover for the interview. She admitted it quite openly. And she said Goldie Hawn kind of stage bombed halfway through her performance and ran up and started hugging and kissing her and dancing around the stage.
Wow.
It was the most crazy moment, she said, in her kind of performing career. There's Goldie Hawn from Overboard, that amazing film where she met Kurt Russell, right?
Yep.
Just dancing around. What other famous people? Jermaine was last night.
Love him.
He's got an album out now as well.
Adorable.
Which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, so sweet. And he's another one who's got so much stick recently because he posted a picture of himself with cheekbones and, you know, maybe...
Looked like he'd been a bit contoured.
He did look contoured.
He looked like one of the Jackson 5. Let's not sugarcoat it. There was an element of the freaky.
But in real life, he was such a little sweetie pie. He
really?
Is small,
yeah.
But I walked into his dressing room and he was polishing the mirror in the dressing room with the lights around the side with a bit of tissue paper because he said it was a bit dirty and he didn't want to leave the dressing room dirty. This is before he'd even performed.
He sounds a bit too earnest for me.
Then he was giving people sandwiches. Then someone needed a bit of tissue paper for something. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
And he was then giving them tissue paper. Then he was handing out tunes to his warm-up act.
Tune, as in like throat for your throat.
Throat sweets.
Throat lozenges.
He said he was going to give him the chewy ones, but they were his personal special ones.
Oh.
But he could have a normal... So he had a selection of tunes. He was like my mum.
Wow.
You know, he's just... All he needs is like a spare pair of knickers in his bag and he's there.
Is that what your mum always carries around with her?
No, sorry, mum. I know you don't do that. That's what I'd, you know... Bette Lynch or someone from Coronation Street.
I dread to think what's in my mum's handbag when she's looking after the, my nephews. I dread to think.
Never look. No, but he was... Jarmaine, don't ridicule him for being nice. There are enough wankers in this industry, okay. Stephen. It's nice to meet someone who's so lovely.
But I never believe them. I never believe that they're actually nice.
Oh, but he's really sweet and shy, though, isn't he? He always has been.
Is he?
Oh, you think as soon as the door closed, he was just throwing clothes around?
Yeah.
Bring me another sandwich.
The first demand.
Well, he had six sandwiches in there, but he's a vegan, and they're all meaty.
Oh, that's always a shame. As a vegetarian myself, I know how irritating that can be.
I said, you've got a really bad rider then. You need to stipulate that.
That's
right?
True. That is, I mean, that no would be meat. Number one, yeah, if you're a vegetarian, honestly. But there is more than just what you've been doing in the world this week, isn't there?
Well, so people tell me. I've yet to see the proof.
Well, what do you make of all this Brad and Ange drama?
Oh, what can you make of it? I mean, it was just like,
I mean, FBI
shock.
Involvement.
Yeah, because allegations unproven that Brad had been verbally, not physically, abusive to the son.
Maddox.
And he was filmed getting off the plane, and that apparently now is proof that proof that he was there. I don't know, proof he looked a bit grumpy.
Yeah,
I
so the know. FBI got involved because it was on a private flight. I don't quite understand why one and one make two in that situation.
I thought it was because it was an airspace, so it wasn't in any particular jurisdiction.
Yes, that's what I mean. So, like, if you're flying... Yeah, basically.
I see, yeah.
Something along those lines, anyway. But apparently it's all getting a bit nasty. Did you read the rumour that he had meeting with Jennifer Aniston just weeks ago?
No.
Yes.
That's so funny, because Jennifer Aniston called me the other day.
Did she?
And she didn't mention that.
Well, she wouldn't, would she?
I was having to go through the therapy that we did. We did pantomime together at Daventry 2 years ago, so
wow.
We've been very close ever since.
That's wonderful. What role was she playing, Wicked Witch?
No, she wasn't playing the Wicked Witch. She was playing Buttons.
Buttons?
Yeah, and I was playing...
Very Jen Ann.
I was playing The Carpet. Anyway, yeah, no, she called me up. She said, Andy, I need to talk to you. I won't do the accent because it always
Please
annoys
don't.
Her. She's always offended. And we had to do the... Because we did therapy together because it was a difficult time for her. Mm-hmm. We just have to sing the Friends theme tune together, basically.
And that gets her through?
Well, because she keeps saying, will it be like with Ross... And I'm saying, Jennifer, repeat after me. Friends wasn't...
Real?
Yes.
Wow.
You see, you can do it. She finds
it really
hard. I can
do it, but then I'm not a Friends fan, so that's fine.
I've got something to admit to you, Stephen, actually.
Go on.
I kind of nicked your joke on social media.
What joke?
I saw you on Instagram. You put a picture of Jennifer Aniston looking really happy with no
yes.
comments. I thought, that's really funny. So then I went and found a gif of Jennifer Aniston going, yeah, and then... completely
did you gain followers from that? Have you pleased with yourself?
I gained about 50 followers and I got about 300 retweets.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've never got more than 150 retweets. No, that's a lie. I once posted a picture of Gemma Collins crying. That got loads of retweets.
Did it?
And that is in relation to something I wanted to ask you about. Okay. Funnily enough, the I'm a Celebrity lineup is rumoured to be here. Have you seen who is rumoured to be going in?
Do you know what? I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Right, let's see what your instant reaction to these names
in
are
in one word.
Sam Allardyce.
No. Bung.
Scarlett Moffat. Do you know who these people are?
No, who?
From Gogglebox.
Scarlett, which one? Oh!
The Geordie.
Right. Love.
You do? Okay, well. Ola Jordan.
Is she the one off Strictly?
Mm-hmm.
Dull.
Carol Vorderman.
Awesome. Stroke. Facelift.
Oh, well, I think it's not in any doubt. Lewis Smith, one of my faves.
I wish it was Max Whitlock.
Oh, are you more of a Max Whitlock fan?
Well, I know that's a bit weird because he's not an old-looking man.
Who?
Max Whitlock.
Right.
But anyway, Lewis Smith, I read he was not able to afford to live in London, so I hope that helps him buy a house.
As far as I know, he actually built a house for himself. I remember him being on...
This is the one on the pommel horse, right?
Yes. He built a house for himself because it was on through the keyhole.
Well, it wasn't in London, according
it
to
it wasn't
this
in
report.
London, it was in Essex.
Oh, well, there you are then.
And everyone wants to live in London, apparently.
Might be in Dunstable.
Final one, see if you even know who this is, because I think it throws a lot of people.
Okay.
You'll probably know, because you're a clever boy.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Conrad Murray.
I know the name, give me a clue. No, he wasn't linked to Michael Jackson, was he?
Yes, he was.
Oh my goodness, really? They've got him?
Well, so there was a story that came out that was saying he was rumoured to have been approached. He's out of prison now for the accidental manslaughter of Michael Jackson. And his agent confirmed that there had been discussions between them and ITV.
I don't get that booking, actually. That's kind of a Big Brother booking more than a celebrity I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here booking, isn't it? It's kind of controversial.
Interesting theory, yeah.
That's a bit of a weird one for me, yeah. Because normally it's kind of happy, smiley, slightly zany people, stroke, presenters you've not seen since 1983.
Yes.
And if they're going down the controversial route, I don't know if I feel good about that.
No.
The tone of that feels wrong. This guy was basically responsible... I'm right in saying, am I not?
Yes,
for
you
the
are.
Death of
yes.
Michael Jackson, who obviously himself was a complete saint during his lifetime. No evidence to the contrary of that. Dr. Conrad Murray, that's really random. Like, people might be nervous going to sleep.
Well, no, I mean, he'll help them with their sleep, won't he?
Yes.
With an overdose of propofol.
Only one spoon of Calpol.
Yeah.
Nothing
more, you don't know.
Conrad.
You don't know what's going to be. He was a fan of dishing it out, wasn't he? I think that was the issue.
Conrad. Just one spoon of Calpol. How many times?
So what do you think about that? Sam Allardyce, Scarlett Moffat, Ola Jordan, Cara Vorderman, Lewis Smith, Dr. Conrad Murray. Those are the ones rumoured so far. There are a couple more, but those are the main ones.
Do you know what I'd say? That, to me, sounds like the kind of lineup that you would normally expect from the likes of Celebrity Big Brother and the celebrity shows. That's solid, you know? I mean, that's pretty hardcore. And that shows that is still one of the big kind of crown jewels in the reality TV show world, that they can pull those names.
Mm-hmm.
Because those names probably wouldn't touch some of the other programs, mm-hmm. I don't think.
No.
I can't wait to find out who else is going to be on there. I was talking to our mutual friend Christian, who's an extraordinary
who is listening,
writer
hello.
And various things. He is listening, yes. And he also happens to be my agent. But I was talking to him earlier, and I was saying that's kind of one of the only reality TV shows that I actually really look forward to.
Really?
No, really. I mean, I struggle with like some of them. I mean, I love X Factor and I love Bake Off. And The Apprentice, I kind of get into if I like a couple of people in it. But I'm a Celebrity straight away. I'm there.
Why is that? Because I actually sometimes find it a struggle.
I like Ant and Dec. I like their kind of banter together. You roll your eyes, but you know, there's a reason they're paid the big bucks.
There's a reason why they've won 15 national television awards in a row. Yes, I get that.
They are funny. They are funny.
If you say so. Yeah, carry on.
Well, they're not as funny as us, Stephen. Obviously,
the new Ant and Dec,
The gay Ant and Dec. You know, I'm sick of everything I do. I end up with the word gay in front of it.
Sorry.
You know, gay journalist. Gay.
Well, you are.
Well, I know I'm gay. It's not what you say, Ant and Dec, straight presenters.
Right, anyway, get back to the point. I'm a celeb. What?
Why? So I like Ant and Dec. I like the kind of the frisson of danger. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of small spaces, and I'm scared of water. So I watch this thing.
Absolutely
thinking,
never going to go on it.
Oh, I'd absolutely love to go on it. Are you kidding? I'd be scared all the way through. I'd be like Gillian McKeith.
Oh, I like that reference. Gillian McKeith was one of the best when she fainted constantly because she didn't want to do something.
That was a real fainting.
Uh-huh. Sorry, yes.
Conrad Murray would confirm that if he had been there at the same time.
Yes.
Just like Jane, actually, her passing out in the pool in the house was real.
100% Jen.
I think it's a great show. It's short as well. It's not a long run.
Mm-hmm.
So you have them all kind of arguing with each other and getting annoyed because all they've got to eat is rice, and they probably all thought it was fake and they were going to get cake and stuff.
Well, the set is actually, I think a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that set is fake. They're not just sleeping in the jungle. Did you know that?
Do you see my face now?
Are you disappointed about that?
Why don't you just tell me Father Christmas isn't real?
Father Christmas isn't real.
That's not true though, is it? Are you telling me that they're not actually in the jungle?
They are in the jungle, but they are on a set.
Well, of course they're on a set. There's cameras and things there.
Exactly.
Like baskets appear from the sky.
Exactly, exactly.
It's not like a monkey up there doing that, is there?
And if you look carefully, there are secret doors in those big stones. It's interesting. It's interesting. I would, next time, dear listeners, watch out. You can see the evidence that it's a set if you look carefully enough.
You're pulling the curtain back.
I know, I have.
Revealing the magic.
This is what happens when you have to watch television so intensely as I do. You start to notice these things, such as Big Brother, you know.
But they don't. But the point about it is that, from what I've been told anyway, the experience is real.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, there's definitely rats, there's definitely maggots, there's definitely snakes.
You don't get given, like, free chocolate.
No,
you don't get given your mobile phone.
No, none of that.
Oh, my voice sounds better now. Can you hear that?
I was doing it
like that before. I'm talking here now. You see that difference? See that?
I mean, as someone who's done radio before, Andy, I assumed you knew that.
Well, I'd never been taught in 15 years of doing the radio. I'd never actually been taught to speak into the microphone
before.
That's
a real shocker. It's one of the first things they taught me here at FUBAR.
I suddenly realised what's been going wrong all these years. Well, that sounds good. I like the sound of my own voice.
You needn't have ever gone on Big Brother. You could have just become a radio presenter.
I know. I've been wasting my time. I like the sound of my own voice. There's a shocker.
Well, and that's actually something you've got to learn, you know. Right, so shall we move on from this?
Yes.
This chat.
This nonsense.
Shall we play a song?
Yes, please.
What do you fancy? Something upbeat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely. Something we can jig around to.
pop that, jiggle that fat. Let's do it.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
we go. Nice solid ending there. What was it you were telling me I should do earlier? This technique I've never heard of. I've got to learn for radio.
Riding the intros.
That's it. Riding.
Yeah.
Riding.
That's what real DJs do.
I'm learning.
No, you're.
I'm learning on the job. You see.
Listen.
I tell you what I can
you're
do.
You're doing great.
I can get our next guest on.
Okay, do that.
Rebecca Ryan. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Hiya.
I'm really well, thank you. How are you both doing? Good?
Very good. Yes, very good.
Very well, thank you, Rebecca. You made me cry when I saw you on television the first time.
Oh, no.
You know
I made myself cry again watching it.
Oh, really? Good. That's a rare thing to be able to do, make yourself cry with your own singing and story.
it was difficult to watch because I just knew how much I was struggling with my nerves, you know?
Yeah.
So it did kind of bring it all those emotions up again while I was watching myself kind of go through it.
Yeah. Rebecca, can I ask you, are those moments in any way set up?
No, not at all.
Because everyone thinks they are.
Well, do you know what? It's one of those things where you're doing the show and even you think... I think when you're in that situation, people react in such diverse ways under pressure that you kind of do... I mean, the situation with Jim and Sam, you know, I mean, we've all become fantastic friends, but I even said as it was happening, this has to be a setup, you know. But, you know, you get very paranoid as well. You kind of look around at people and you're going like, are they actors? Is this real? You know.
But that's a really strange environment to find yourself in, right? And you've done X Factor once before, so this is your second time round, is that right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was speaking to a friend about it last night, actually, and I did it, I think it was about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
It was very, 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 very different. It's a lot
how,
more intense
how was it different,
now.
Yeah.
I think for the purpose of the show, and I think they've tried to make the show a lot more psychological. They have kind of different techniques of citing the contestants out, you know, so they doubt themselves. And I think they do that because they want the strongest contestants. I think from what I've experienced in the past 3 weeks of being on the show, you know, it going out to aired, my life's been like a massive roller coaster. So I think I would imagine when you're on live that pressure must multiply by 100, you know. So I think they do it to kind of sift the wheat, you know, the wheat from the chaff, really.
Yeah. Are you glad you went back?
I am. You know what I am? Because I believe, I'm a firm believer in kind of putting yourself through things to grow spiritually and mentally. So whatever the outcome, I already feel like I'm growing from it. And, you know, you're in a very vulnerable situation, but it's kind of made me realise my weaknesses and what I've got to maybe work on as a person. So, yeah, no regrets at all.
What do you think those are? What are those weaknesses?
Well, I think I'm just a little... I need to channel my... I'm very emotional. I'm 40-year-old. I cry at the Lion King.
You should be over this by now. You know what happens. You know what happens.
But I really do. I don't know whether it's being a mother or what, but I've become very emotional in my old age. But I think under that pressure, I just need to learn to channel those emotions better. There's nothing wrong with being emotional and being, like Simon said, wearing my heart on my sleeve, which I do. But, you know, it's... channeling that emotion and centering yourself at the right time. So I think I've got to learn to have to do that somehow.
Yeah,
people have been watching your single back, haven't they? I've looked around on I think it's on a number of kind of websites now, isn't it, with your video.
What you lift me up or the first
one that got to, is it number 26, was it?
Yeah, 26. Yeah, which is nice, you know. I like the fact that people are going back and going, oh, okay, what did she do previously? Because I suppose I don't think the show really probably represented who I am vocally, because, when you're, again, as I said, under that pressure, your breath controls. Well, for me, it was anyway. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was like...
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No. So it's nice that people are at least going back and seeing what I've done professionally.
So for those who don't know, explain a bit about what your past and how this all came about, that you became a singer.
Yeah, well, I was signed to MC817 after being discovered on actually a talent show back then with Des O'Connor called Pot of Gold.
Wow.
It was the cheesiest talent show you've ever seen in your life, it has to be said. Nothing like they are now.
Uh-huh.
I got discovered on there and I got a record deal from it, and it was a 5-album deal, which... You know, it was kind of unheard of even then, never mind now. And then released You Lift Me Up, which was a marvelous success. I mean, it had a lot of radio support and it had a lot of club support, but there were mistakes made, and it just didn't chart. We didn't chart how for what they expected it to anyway. So, and unfortunately, once you're in the hole with a record label, which you're in debt to the label from very early on, if it's not working well, they just write you off. And that's pretty much what they do. Rather than keep spending and spending and spending, they'll just go, do you know what, this isn't working. So, and that's when you get dropped.
What happened in the meantime between then and now?
Well, I had I got another record deal. I wrote my second album when I was 25, and mm-hmm. got another record deal, but that didn't work out either.
Right. There's a recurring theme.
Yes, I should have got the hint. And then I had a little boy, a little boy called Ethan, and mm-hmm. unfortunately he was diagnosed with a very, very rare genetic disorder and passed away when he was 3 and a half. So yeah, just dealing with, I think, kind of the fallout of that really, and getting over something. I don't think you ever get over something like that, but it's learning to live with it, and it's going through. And grief is a horrible thing, because grief can take, it can take a year, it can take two, it can take three. It's mm-hmm. very much dependent on the person. And yeah, that's what I've been doing, crying a lot. clearly haven't got it out my system.
But you know, you did make it back on X Factor. You got as far as you did. How was that experience on what we saw on Sunday compared to what it was like in actually being there?
It was way too intense for me. I think that you're up against. I mean, this year for me, I mean, I've watched the X Factor like everybody else. I've watched it religiously every year. But I, for some reason, I really did think that the overs were the strongest category this year. Mm-hmm. There was some serious talent, and I just don't think I was ready to kind of compare myself. In that way.
Is it the self doubt? Was it got in the way?
No, definitely. You look around and everybody's extremely confident. And I mean, don't get me wrong, they all buckle under pressure eventually. A lot of people certainly do throughout the process. But I just didn't. I didn't really have that confidence from the get-go, unfortunately. And that's why.
Where does that leave you now, Rebecca? What are you going to be doing next? Because I saw in the VT, and I think the moment for me, actually, that kind of made me crumple a little bit when I was watching it was when you were talking about, living with your parents, with your little boy and being a single mum and everything. And I just thought, I really hope things turn out well for this lady.
You know, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm living with my mum and dad still. I'm trying to find a house. It's not easy, but for me, everything in life is a stepping stone. And so I'm looking to move shortly. I'm moving down to Kent.
Oh, lovely!
The Garden of England.
Yes,
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
To focus on my music and just start a kind of a different life, really. But things are looking up. With the exposure that the X Factor have given me, which I'm over the moon about, I don't think you can get any bad or, you can't get bad exposure. Certainly not on a TV show like that. So it's got my name out there again, and I'm doing a track. I've done a track, I'm sure you
We're going to be playing it.
Yes, I've done a feature on a new track called What I Need from Soul Seekers. And that's a step in the right direction. And just focusing on making the right steps in forging forward. I'm not a quitter, so... if I get a no, it's like, okay, I'll find another route.
You say there's no such thing as bad exposure, but I mean, I've had a couple of stories written about me since I left Big Brother that have not been massively complimentary. One that I'm not even going to repeat it, but it was completely untrue, and it was really embarrassing. Do you mind, Rebecca, if I just ask you, because there was a story about you in the papers, wasn't there recently?
There was,
an altercation that you had with someone, or allegedly had, or supposedly had. I mean, first of all, can you say anything about that? And secondly, how does it feel when that's in the papers?
Do you know, it was something. I mean, I obviously the reason for that happening was a lot deeper than I mean, I don't care to go on about radios, but much deeper than what the papers wrote about. It's been an ongoing thing with myself and my ex and his now girlfriend, who was actually my best friend, not just a new girlfriend.
Oh dear.
Yes.
You should talk to Katie Price about that. Yeah. She's just written a book about it.
Well, I am, I deeply regret reacting. I shouldn't have reacted that evening. But I think the past 3 weeks have been so pressured, I was probably reacted because of, of that as well.
It does funny things to you, doesn't it? Because it was in the papers that you'd punched someone and then ended up in the cells overnight. And I was like, wow, this girl's got sass.
Yeah, but it gave me time to think about it, that's for sure.
I was like, this girl's got some serious sass. She punches the tunes.
I've got to be honest I'm not proud of my actions, but I got very hurt in a situation, and it's been ongoing, and unfortunately that's
your poor thing.
I think it just, yes, but it's all good, and I have got to apologise to her, which I'm writing a letter this evening to apologise, and hopefully the apology will stand.
That's got to be tough to do. Do you know,
that
Rebecca?
Be very hard. I'm thinking,
that must
oh my
be
God.
Really, really tough to do. I mean, it's kind of big of you to do that as well.
Well, I think with everything, I'm not perfect. I don't think we're put on the earth to be perfect. I think we all have our flaws, and I'm very open about my flaws. Mm-hmm. I'm an open book, really. So, I just have to take everything. I don't, if I mess up, I do put my hands up and say, yep, I messed up, and I did. So I can deal with that, and I can take that on the chin and apologise for what it is.
I love that. I love that attitude. Yeah. Excellent.
Thanks.
Great.
Excellent.
What's your track called, by the way? I can't wait to hear. I've not heard it yet, Rebecca. This is going to be my first listen.
Oh, is it really? It's called What I Need.
Fantastic.
What I Need.
Yes.
I need a cup of tea.
I don't quite know what I need at the moment.
Something. Just something.
Anything.
You need a big hug from a big muscly man. That's what you need, Rebecca.
Oh, that would be nice.
Same here. We're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat here, honestly.
If you know any, send them our direction.
Send them your way.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for talking to us and being so honest.
No, thank you.
We're going to play the track now. We're really looking forward to it. We'll probably have a little dance around the studio as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope so, guys. Really.
And we
thank
hope to hear more from you in the future.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
And here it is, a bit of Soul Seekers featuring Rebecca Ryan. good is that, honestly?
We were talking, particularly you, were having a little kind of, you're doing this thing, like this dance, this cool thing with your arms.
Oh, you know, that's me. I'm just a cool guy.
I can imagine us both in Soho at 3 o'clock in the morning in Freedom Bar or something.
It's been a long time since I've done that.
You've been Pampers Dry now, haven't you, in the alcohol sense, for a month, is it?
Yes, a month.
Today?
Tuesday. Month on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So I'm over a month. Thanks. Big Thanks very much.
That's not easy in the world you work in and
it's
the circles
not.
You move in. That is genuinely really tough.
Yes. Well, and speaking of tough, you never guess what I did on Sunday. Tough mudder.
No, you did
I bloody
not.
Well did.
You did,
I did.
Not, Stephen.
No
I know you well enough to know that's
no.
impossible, physically and mentally.
True. It is true. I did tough mudder on Sunday. And I would never, ever have done that had I not have been off the drink.
And the other day I saw a camel walk through the eye of a needle.
I will show you the pictures of me covered in mud.
Oh, yes, please.
It's very sexy.
Did you actually kind of complete it all without kind of having to stop and
you have to stop to kind of get in line for the obstacles because
Please tell me you don't have to queue.
You do have to queue.
Oh, that's so English, isn't it? Who queues in an obstacle course?
Because if everyone was in it, it would be dangerous, Andy. So anyone
Health
that doesn't know,
first.
Tough Mudder is a 12-mile obstacle course, basically, where you get covered in mud, you get electrocuted, you get thrown in bars of ice.
Electrocuted?
Yeah, that's the only one I didn't do.
What?
Yep.
But
yep.
in what? In
By live wires hanging from a...
This is insane.
It was quite insane. That's why I didn't do that
did
one.
Did you have to go through a tube filled with water?
Yes.
Oh, see, I couldn't do it.
I would.
That's the only reason I couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
Physical fitness.
Well, I had no preparation. I only found out on Wednesday last week that I was doing it. And then I did it on the Saturday. And I would recommend it to anyone. It was incredible. It was a brilliant experience.
You're actually really brave. Let me shake your hand. Because I'd be too scared, I think, to
Thanks,
do that.
Thanks, Andy.
And
Thanks.
That's a real achievement for you. Because you came from a very dark place a month ago. A very drunken, unfit, dark place.
That's true.
And now
and
look
that was
at
just
you.
When we were at Friends Fest. So... Oh, my goodness.
Friends Fest feels like a year ago, it certainly does. I met Janice from Friends, possibly one of the most exciting moments
you
of
did.
My
you got,
professional
you got,
career.
You got a good video with her as well, didn't you? I remember.
Yeah, I did. It's on my Twitter. You can fish it out. Have a little watch.
I mean, you're all over the social media these days.
I am.
You're unavoidable.
I'm just spattered across
good,
the internet.
Good word. Speaking of spattered across the internet,
yeah.
What do you make of the comeback of Will and Grace? Because it's been everywhere, right?
Well, I wet my pants when I heard this was happening. And then I thought, oh no,
have I been
sold a turkey? You know,
yes.
Because I watched the clip and I've got to say, absolutely loved it. I read something in the paper the other day that was saying, oh, it kind of lost its sparkle. Not for me. I thought it was brilliant. I thought the timing was brilliant. I thought the script was fantastic.
So explain a bit what it was, what happened.
Yeah.
So for anyone that doesn't know...
Yeah,
people thought Will and Grace was coming back for good. Not quite the case.
So they did. It was about 20 minutes, I think. It was not an entirely full episode, but it was a premise where they're all in the apartment, in Will's apartment, and Karen is a supporter of Donald Trump, and Will and Grace are trying to persuade Jack, who is a swing voter, to vote for Hillary rather than Donald, was the premise. And Jack was kind of unsure, and he was looking for various facile and silly reasons why he should vote for who. Sounds really unfunny. But
you're really selling it, Andy. Sounds great.
But I never claimed to be as funny as Will and Grace. You'd have to be mental to claim that. Maybe as funny as what's the one with two and a half guys? 2.5? No, two and a half guys.
Two and a half men.
Two and a half men.
Ashton Kutcher.
God, I hate that.
Charlie Sheen.
It's not funny at all.
Not funny at all.
Anyway, but in the hands of Will and Grace and the writers and the directors and that must have been the original team because the lines were just every bit as kind of sharp as
very
they
zingy,
were.
Very zingy. And the idea was is that Karen was a Trump voter, wasn't it? And they were trying to convince her.
Karen, who had a bright purple pineapple on top of her head instead of hair.
But yes, I have to say I'm a bit disappointed because the way they dressed it up made it sound like it was coming back for good. That was does not seem to be the case. Well, not for good, but you know.
I heard that they were doing this thing for Trump and then they might bring the series back for good as well. No? Does it have to be one or t'other?
I think so. I think, yeah, I mean, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I'd love it if it came back. I'd absolutely adore it if
sometimes,
it came back.
But sometimes these comebacks don't go well, do they?
Well, when have they brought a sitcom back? When have they ever done
Birds
that?
Of a Feather, that came back.
Oh gosh. Yeah, you're right. Oh my god. Oh, and they brought Open All Hours back, didn't they, on the BBC for a one-off episode.
Yes.
And Hyacinth Keeping Up Appearances,
Keeping
Bucket
up appearances.
And all that kind of stuff. Most of those weren't brilliant.
They were not the same quality of programs.
But that's why it's so exciting with the Will and Grace thing, because I genuinely think the quality was just
was
as good.
Just
the
as
writers
good.
Are still there, you know?
I get where you're coming from.
And the performers, yes, they all look a bit thinner. Yes, Will is starting to look a little bit like a cross between Clint Eastwood and, you know, Deborah Messing. But and Deborah Messing's looking like a cross between Will and
Karen.
Yeah, they're all kind of moulding into each other.
I saw that.
They look older and thinner.
Apart from Jack, who was maybe a few pounds heavier.
Maybe a few English pounds heavier. And also he had very rosy cheeks. Did you notice?
I didn't notice that, no.
Had really pink cheeks, like a China doll.
Interesting. They painted him up.
But it must have been great for them, I think, to have kind of put those characters back on, those old clothes, you know, and got back into them.
To support Hillary.
Did you watch the debate?
I was going to ask you the same question. I didn't watch it live because, alas, I'm not going to stay up to 1 o'clock in the morning when I have to be in the office at 8. But I did watch some of it back. Hillary shoulder shimmy.
Oh.
Yeah, very fab.
But it was kind of like, it kind of went down and back up, didn't it? It was like a three-dimensional
thing.
There
was the constant Trump sniffing.
Yeah. That was really annoying. I thought, I can't
bear
you for 4 years.
Did you hear the rumour, all the people on Twitter saying he was on coke?
Oh, was that their theory?
That was popular rumour.
I don't think he needs to be on coke. There's a man who doesn't need drugs.
Yes, I would say the same.
Unless they're suppressants that keep him in a coma for the next year. I would suggest he doesn't need any. I watched the debates and I thought it was quite interesting, but it just made me really scared, to be honest. It made me really, really scared because it wasn't a very serious debate. And he kept interrupting her, didn't he?
Yeah, 28 times or something. And she didn't interrupt
him. I mean,
how
rude is it to keep interrupting people?
Yes, I get it.
It's really, really rude, isn't it?
It's one of those things that you should not do, especially to the first woman nominee of a popular party. There's a lot of anger about the fact that that it was happening to her. And I like the fact that people were saying she was dressed in the blood of all the men that she's had to kill to get to the stage that she was at. Well, very good. Very, very good drama. Yeah. Very good television.
She had a very good kind of smile, didn't she? She just sat there and smiled while he was talking.
Slightly robotic, but that's kind of her vibe, isn't it?
There was that bit where he said he saw her behind the blue curtain or something before some kind of
speech kicking off.
And he was like, well, there is a temperament of, like, Darth Vader style. There's a temperament of someone who shouldn't be running a country or something.
Yeah, and then everyone laughed because that came from the mouth of Donald Trump.
You want Hillary to be busting some balls behind the stage before she goes on. That's what you want.
Of course you do. Hawkish Hillary doing her thing.
Yeah, of course she's shouting at people. You know, get her in the job. Get her shouting at Putin.
Ooh. World War III.
Well, I don't think... That wouldn't cause World War III, would it?
Well, you never know. They've both got a lot of nuclear missiles. Shall we play a track?
I was in Russia and I went on Grindr.
No? Okay.
And I'm sure Putin was one of the people on there, actually. Yeah, play a track.
Wow. That's an exclusive if ever I've heard one.
He was not that exclusive. Trust me. He's open
Putin
to all comers.
On Grindr. Who knew?
If I told you this was only gonna hurt, if I warned you that the fire's gonna burn, would you walk in? Would you let first, do it all in the name of love? Would you let me lead you even when you're blind? In the darkness, in the middle of the night, in the silence, when there's no one by your side, would you call in the name of love? In the trust me when you're jumping from the heights. Would you fall in the name of love? When there's madness, when there's poison in your head, when the sadness leaves
cause you're broken in your bed. I will hold you in the depths of your despair, but it's all.
Presents.
Ian Goldsworth.
What question would you have asked him?
Do you fancy coming over here?
But you asked him that several times.
He didn't respond,
the interview.
Did he?
I'd say the bit I love, that yeah. I would consider to be delicious, is just the momentary pause. So whenever you're interviewing someone and they're just chatting away, you wait for a little break and go,
do you fancy coming over here?
Isn't it a twatty thing for me to do?
For
sorry
me,
to every guest that I've done it to in the past and every guest that I shall do it to in the future,
yeah,
but it will happen. As long as I'm here, I'll do it. My sense of humour is often not that of other people. Okay. It's amazing that I've ever made a living in comedy because I'm so far removed from what people like.
Every Monday. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
To believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. Say go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away, never let you go, never let me die. Let me love you.
Now, Andy.
Hello.
I can see something in your hand.
Yes.
What? And it's not what I was expecting to...
Just love that song so much. Yes, I have here a
Are we going to play a game?
With, yeah, a game on it.
A game!
Basically, I'm going to read
out... My
favourite! I'm going to read out tweets.
Yay!
From famous people, and you have to guess who the famous person is who sent it.
I'm going to get them right every time.
Do you think? I don't know. They're quite difficult, actually.
Nah, I'm always on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Come on, I know you are tweeting your love for the ginger guy off Bake Off.
Yeah, I do love him. Andrew. Andrew
You'd
Smith.
Like him to bake your cakes,
Andrew Smith.
You?
Andrew Smith, get in touch.
Is he from Nor and Aran?
I can't remember.
Here ye.
Very good.
I'm going to bake your
Wait,
cake.
Wait, didn't you go to Belfast or something?
Yeah, I lived there for 3 years. That's why I can do such a good accent.
I've been to Belfast. I went to the gay club, Kremlin.
Kremlin.
I went to Kremlin.
I love the fact their main gay club is called Kremlin. Yeah. I am presenting the Gay Northern Ireland Awards at the end of next month. And
Gay
I'll,
Northern Ireland?
The Gay Northern Ireland Awards.
It's not allowed
Awards.
Over there, is it?
It's illegal. It's a very underground event.
It's the only place in the United Kingdom you cannot get gay married.
Gay married? Yeah. Is that like a verb? yeah, no, you're right, absolutely. And it's disgusting, actually. It's absolutely disgusting. I'm not even going to make a joke of it. I fancy a part of the United Kingdom in 2016 and they've just decided not doing it.
Let's keep it light.
Let's keep it
Give
light.
Give me these tweets. Give me the first one.
And I was
going to
plug myself.
It.
If anyone is in Northern Ireland, it's around the 27th of October. I'm presenting the Gay Northern Ireland Awards. And then on the Friday, I'm going to be judging the best Halloween costume at Kremlin nightclub.
That sounds incredible.
Which
and
is also where I met my
co-host. Then I'm available.
We've got Trudy Scrumptious, the amazing the amazing drag act.
Rubbish.
And Glamopus.
Who's that?
Come anyway.
Well, I can't just get a flight to Belfast, can I?
Why not?
Well, just... I haven't thought
For
about
possible
it, that's
reason?
Why. Oh, no,
not?
There is a reason, because we're going to see Strictly Come Dancing that weekend.
That's everyone's excuse, isn't it? It's like the new washing your hair. Sorry, Strictly. Right, tweet number one.
Go
Who
on.
Sent this? Trump's manager says Trump showed great restraint. That's like saying Anthony Weiner showed great restraint.
Bette Midler.
Nope.
Oh, I don't know.
She's kind of ballsy, speaks her mind, likes saying the C word, that even on this radio station I'm not going to say...
She likes saying the C word.
And she's like a kind of late night comedy show host.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston's best friend.
Yes.
I can't remember her name.
First name.
Chelsea Handler.
Yes, Chelsea Handler.
Yay, me.
I don't know if you get a ping for that. Okay,
right, fine. Right.
Anyone know a good spray tanner in Paris? Exclamation mark, question mark, repeated many times.
Marnie Simpson.
No, they'd need a lot of spray tan, particularly for this person's backside. Probably an entire
Kim Kardashian.
Bottle. Yes!
Yay!
Girls, prepare yourselves so that if you ever feel in danger, muscle memory can fight back for you. Thank you all so much for your support.
Paris Hilton?
No, Bruce Willis. I'm joking.
Good one.
I'm joking.
Give me a clue.
There's a love heart at the end. Let me say it. I'm not doing the voice. Girls, prepare yourself so that if you ever feel in danger, muscle memory can fight back for you. Thank you also. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She walks down long, straight paths with Anna Wintour sitting next to her when she's wearing
Victoria
clothes.
Beckham.
No. I mean, paths, what am I talking about? It's a runway. I was just trying to. How do you
Cara
describe
Delevingne.
A runway? No. She's got a funny name.
Gigi Hadid.
Yes.
Yay!
Bing!
I don't have the error, so
you'll
I
never
guess
this one. I don't
ever.
Think you've actually heard of this person.
Oh.
I haven't. The listeners definitely won't have heard of this person, but anyway, I'll read out anyway.
Come on.
Can't believe the British Bake Off news. Mary and Paul don't go. Sorry. Mary and Paul don't go. My apple crumble. No, my apple crumple needs you. TV, hashtag shocker. Her apple crumple.
Lizzie Cundy.
Yes.
Is it?
It's our own lovely, gorgeous
Yay!
Lizzie Cundy.
Do you know why I know that? It's because she absolutely loves the hashtag, does Lizzie Cundy.
Does she? She's stuck to in the hashtag TV.
Yeah, hashtag TV. You hashtag always get a hashtag shocker. Radio when we're on FUBAR together.
I get to be on at The Simpsons tonight. Lots of exclamation marks. Who would that
Ooh.
Be? Do you watch The Simpsons still?
Does anyone?
This person does when she's on it.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, good guess. Not a million miles away. Kind of more shocking than Chelsea Handler at times.
So American.
Talks a lot about her foof.
and sex. Does anyone say foof?
No, absolutely not. You really throw me for a loop there saying foof. It's 2016.
All right, I'll use an up-to-date word.
Vagina.
Talks about her tuppence. A noonie. And sex. And is very kind of edgy and unpredictable and is always...
You're going to have to tell me.
No, I don't want to tell you, though.
Well, you're giving me crap clues.
Well, she's... Right, she's blonde. She's curvaceous. She was in a film, I think, last year.
Anna Nicole... Oh, no, she's dead.
No, she's... She's funny. She's shocking. She's like... Amy Schumer.
Oh, I
have
don't
you got
like
an eh noise there?
No, but I do have a ting, so let's...
You
just...
don't get a ting for that? No ting-ting for you. Right. You should not have control of that button. I'm the quiz master. Don't do it again. I swear if you do that once more...
What are you going to do from over the desk?
I'm going to pick up this mug and I'm going to...
With full of hot tea?
It's not full of hot tea anymore. You're not allowed hot drinks in a radio studio. I'm going to pick up this mug and I'm going to throw it at you.
Well, you know, we've had two X Factor guests on this evening, haven't we?
We have.
And I wanted to play a little X Factor related tune. Turns out there aren't that many that we can play.
Okay, well...
So... I've gone for one that's kind of trendy. It may have won a little prize recently, if you've heard of it.
Ooh.
The Pop Justice 20 quid music prize. Okay. The pop alternative to the Mercury Music
Awards.
Right,
okay. Obviously well up on those. Who's the artist? Let me guess now. Who's the artist?
Okay, so...
Give me a clue.
They were on X Factor. They had a big song that came out this year. Big song.
The album
did not do as well as hoped.
Oh my god.
He is renowned for being very attractive.
Is he? Well, it's definitely not Ollie Murs then.
It's not.
He's renowned for being very attractive.
His name begins with a Z.
Zayn Malik. Yeah.
So we're going to play a bit
like
of Pillow Talk.
Yeah, I love this track.
Body but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close, tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close, tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors, in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah. Place that is so pure, so dirty and raw. In the better day. Fucking inviting on. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. Pillow talk, my enemy, my ally. Pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close, tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors, in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. Better day. Fucking inviting now. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war zone.
is our war zone.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
One and only Sam Simmons.
Oi, oi!
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
I tell you, everyone's very excited that
you're here. Yes, 100%.
Oh, really?
I just feel bad following the magicians. They are the most... I know those guys, and they're really annoying. Well, I got no time for magicians, and I always fake it when I'm around them. Like, oh, hey, guys, good to see you again. You naked magicians. And, like, magic is, like, on the entertainment scale, they're just below stand-up comedians. So it goes jugglers, magician, then stand-up comedian. Yeah. So they're down the rungs.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Why wait to say, at least I did it my way. Lie way too fast, but in my heart I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 You are the one thing in my way.
Busy having a gossip there that I nearly forgot that we were on the radio. Oops.
It was just because you were staring so deep into my eye.
It's hard not to.
You lost yourself.
Hard not to, Andy.
When you look in my eyes, bring a ball of wool with you because you'll have a trouble finding your way out.
Well, yeah. I found my way out fairly quickly, so I don't know where you got that idea.
That was a Thesian reference there, wasn't it?
I don't know what that means.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not a very... Shut up.
Do you know what? You don't need a big vocabulary. You just need two words. Shut up.
Yeah, see, I've just totally to control this situation. I'm having a panic now. You're making me nervous.
I've really enjoyed being part of the show today, and actually,
hasn't it been fun?
Genuinely, how much I've appreciated the invitation. This is my second time. Last time was with Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
Now with you, I feel like I'm kind of a kid of divorced parents, and I'm just handed between the two of you,
or a slut. I'm sorry, I'm just saying, you know.
What, you want me to say something
easy,
about...
You're easy with either of us.
Well, I don't mind saying to the audience, I am pretty much anybody's right now. Yeah.
Well, yes, it's been a pleasure having you on, Andy, and we've had some good guests. We had Rebecca Ryan, we've had Betsy Blue. It's been a good little show today.
Betsy was so much fun, and I really loved talking to Rebecca as well, because she was kind of so honest, and she was just...
I was a bit nervous when you brought up the punching. Turns out everything was fine.
Well, no, because do you know what? That's part of her story, and people could ask me questions about things that are part of my story, and you just got to kind of answer them.
But the point is,
as she said, you've got to kind of keep yourself respected and say, do you know what? Made a mistake. I'm going to move on. I'm not perfect. She said that. No one's born perfect. And yes, I was, but not everyone can be.
Yeah, no, and it's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? I'm still learning every day.
You're very close to perfection,
Steve. I know, so close. I just need that Botox and... little facelift, and I'll be right there.
Do you think you'll have your estranged son of the radio back at some point? I would like to do it again.
Of course, I'm sure. As soon as you're needed, the call will be made.
Ems, by the way, on Twitter asked me to do a bit of beatboxing, so I'll just go.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard. You won't be doing that again, will you?
No.
Good. Well, otherwise you won't be invited.
I just ruined my chances. Is that it?
We're done. Well, Andy, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
We do appreciate you sitting in Lizzie's seat, being the new Lizzie Cundy. It's slightly less glam, but we can deal with that. You know, it's fine. So thanks for listening, everyone. I won't be here next week because I'll be in Mexico. Soz about it. I'm sure there'll be a handy replacement. Maybe Andy again. Who knows? On the show next week. But
no, I'm in Mexico too.
Oh, right. Okay. Maybe not.
Are you not taking me with you?
No, sadly not. Have a nice evening, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Feeling used, but I'm still missing you, and I can't see the end of this. Just want to feel your kiss against my lips, and now all this time is passing by, but I still can't seem to tell you why. It hurts me every time I see you, realize how much I need you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her.
I miss you when I can't sleep, or right after coffee, or right when I can't eat. I miss you in my front seat. Still got sand in my sweaters from nights we don't remember. Do you miss me like I miss you? Fucked around and got attached to you. Friends can break your heart too, and I'm always tired but never of you. If I pulled a U on you, you wouldn't like that shit. I put this reel out but you wouldn't bite that shit. I type a text but then I never mind that shit. I got these feelings but you never mind that shit. Oh, keep it on the low. You're still in love with me, but your friends don't know. If you wanted me, you'd just say so. And if I were you, I would never let me go. I don't mean no harm, I just miss you on my arm. Wedding bells were just alarms. Caution tape around my heart. You ever wonder what we could have been? You said you wouldn't and you fucking did. Lie to me, lie with me, get your fucking fix. Now all my drinks and all my feelings are all fucking mixed. Always missing people that I shouldn't be missing. Sometimes you gotta burn some bridges just to create some distance. I know that I control my thoughts and I should stop reminiscing, but I learned from my dad that it's good to have feelings when love and trust are gone. I guess this is moving on. Everyone I do right does me wrong, so every lonely night I sing this song.
I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her. All alone I watch you watch her, like
like she's the only girl you've ever seen. You don't care, you never did. You don't give a damn about me. Yeah, all alone I watch you watch her. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be hurt.